So the crypto market crashed yesterday. Cardano was crashing. ADA was dropping like an absolute rock. Don't hit the panic button just yet was the message I was delivering yesterday. Crypto fam, I'm about to drop some serious knowledge on why Cardano ADA is poised to not only recover, but absolutely dominate this crypto bull market. I'm talking about three solid reasons why Cardano ADA is a hidden gem just waiting to explode. Now, I know what you're thinking, another Cardano ADA shill. Nope, I'm a straight shooter and I have got the cold, hard facts ready for you in this video. So buckle up because this video is going to change the way you see Cardano ADA. If you enjoy this sort of content, mash up the like button, subscribe if you haven't subscribed already, tapping that bell, selecting all the notifications so you never miss a video, and join us in the free Discord link in the description of the video. But before we get into that, I want to ask you a question, right? And I've got this chart up on the screen, and I think it's really important. Do you agree that this whole pullback is just a bear trap? You know, looking to shake out people in the crypto space before we move on to the upside. We called Q3 2024, Fed pivot, which we haven't seen yet, but we think that's likely to happen between now and September. And we called a crash in stocks and crypto. We've seen the stock crash, the stock market crash. We've seen crypto market crash. We're just waiting on that Fed pivot. And this is all happening because they're trying to price it into the markets. For me, this looks like a really big opportunity to buy the dip. Obviously, not financial advice. It's just my opinion. Let me know in the comments below. Do you agree that we are in what looks like a bear trap here? Really interested to get your views and opinions. But let's get into the stuff, the juicy stuff that we want to talk about. Cardano climbs 14% in a green day. This is what we're seeing today. Obviously, that's in line with the rest of the market and shouldn't come as any surprise, but there could potentially be more moves downwards in the crypto market. And we'll come on to that in a moment. But let's get into those three reasons why Cardano will not only recover, but go on to do phenomenally well in this bull market. Now, my anticipation is that we're going to see new all-time highs for altcoins and Bitcoin in 2025. This is where the true bull run starts, in my opinion. And you can let me know your thoughts, your opinions in the comments below. But the three reasons why Cardano is going to go on and outperform many other altcoins, let's get into it. So the first one is, the fact that, they're going to be relisted on a number of different exchanges. We saw the SEC cite Cardano ADA in, the Coinbase filing, as well as the Binance one. Now, we're seeing an amendment to the Binance one, Cardano not classified as a security along with other altcoins. In the Binance case, at least on the face of it, the SEC aren't, going down that route, which is a real positive. Not that I believe that it was a security. You can let me know your thoughts and opinions on that in the comments below. So that's the first reason. The likes of Robinhood and other platforms are likely to relist Cardano, again, driving more and more people into the Cardano ADA ecosystem, which I think is a really, really big positive. You've also got the hard fork, the upgrade, the Chang hard fork. Again, another reason, the efficiency savings on the ecosystem, the improvements that are being made are going to set Cardano up for, a better 2025, in my opinion. Whenever we see these hard forks, we always see price discovery lagging behind. So for me, this is a really big opportunity to see some price discovery. And then there's talk of a spot ETF for Cardano ADA. We got it here, potential for Cardano ETF introduction. We are going to see all of these altcoins, the top tier ones, the ones that, have longevity about them. We are going to see these, in my opinion, get spot ETFs. Chainlink going to get a spot ETF. Solana going to get a spot ETF. XRP is going to get a spot ETF. Cardano ADA is going to get a spot ETF. If you don't believe that this is going to happen, then, you're really not thinking about how, the money markets work. They might not be happening in 2024, but rest assured, 2025, 2026, 2027, we're going to start to see these. We're already seeing staking ETPs, ETFs starting to come to fruition, and other sorts of funds. So it's inevitable, in my opinion. So those are the three main reasons why we should be optimistic about Cardano performing really, really well in the next bull run, or this bull run, going into this bull run, right? So there we go. The market at the moment, if we just refresh this, we're up 7.64%, total market cap of $1.95 trillion. Bitcoin recovers to $55,000 per coin, up 7.14%, but it is down 17.28% in the last 7 days. Ethereum at 2,458, up 8%, down 26% for the week. And then Cardano is down 19.77% in the last 7 days, but up 9.56% in the last 24 hours. And, you know, go check out the recent videos that I did on Cardano over the last few days, where I highlighted that Cardano is one of, if not the most accumulated altcoin in the last 12 months, second to none. So, you know, I went through that chart. You definitely want to, you know, keep up to date with everything that's going on with Cardano, because the narrative that's being pushed in the media is not really true. And yeah, you've got to watch what people are buying, not what they're saying. $510 billion crypto sell-off wipes 2024 gains for the top 50 altcoins. Huge, huge stuff. And I'll share this in the Discord. Emergency Fed rate cut. What does this mean for Bitcoin and the global markets? Well, this is something that we've been calling for a long time. Over 18 months ago, I predicted Q3 2024 global crypto market crash, the stock market crash, and a Fed pivot. So look, you know, we've nailed this market. You know, we've talked about this stuff. People talking about this as black swan event. It isn't. You've got Rob Hall talking absolute nonsense, really upset that he's lost money. He keeps going around telling people not to fuck this up when he looks like he's fucked it up himself. So yeah, look, you need to follow the real people, the people that know what they're talking about, the people that have been accurate in the space. That is us here at Cheeky Crypto. Stop following these losers that get it wrong all of the time. Moving on, we got crypto hackers buy Ethereum dip using stolen funds. Even the hackers, the bad people in the space, are buying the dip. As much as I don't like to see that, I want these people to be caught, apprehended, and, you know, I want them to be punished. I want the punishment to, you know, exceed the level that it should do to fit the crime, because then people wouldn't do it. And we need, you know, change. We need regulators to actually regulate the space, make it safer, rather than trying to cause financial harm to the participants, the true participants, the retail investors in the crypto space. Let's make it a level playing field. Let's get rid of the bad actors. Let's do it. And let's make it so it's not about, you know, raising capital for governments and, you know, all that sort of stuff that's really going on at the moment in the crypto space. I hope you enjoyed today's video. If you did, hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't subscribed already, tap in that bell, selecting all the notifications so you never miss a video. And I've got a really cool video for you tomorrow where I'm going to break down some really good projects you should go take a look at. Thanks for watching. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next one.